The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
I just got a gigantic stick up
here. Hey,
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethro Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
merchantable, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello, everyone. This is the Jethro Silverwing Show for May 18th, 2010. I am your host, Jethro Silverwing. With me, as always, my wife, my girl, the Murning in my loins, the baker of fine cookies, the tailor of fine armors, the girl downstairs, and the reason we have a mature audience morning at the top of the show, it's Alcantara!
Hail and greetings.
How are you doing today, Alcorn?
Acorn?
I just called you Acorn for some reason.
You just called me Acorn?
That's really weird.
I know.
As a friendly reminder, if you want to join in on the mayhem, you can hop on to the in-game chat channel. That's guk.ogr, which is up and running 24/7. It's where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethro's parodies, etc., you can get them at kithacore.org. So, a lot happening this week, Elquin.
A lot happening just today.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, what is the 30-year anniversary of the eruption of Mount St. Helens?
Yes.
So, of course, all the local news channels, it's like, this is what the mountain would have looked like 30 years ago. Here's the spot where that dude went, Vancouver, this is it! And, you know... Okay, don't give me... Okay, we live in the Seattle area, so it's big stuff here. I understand.
Okay, and then?
And then, just before we came on the air, and I'm not joking about this, a 5.1 magnitude earthquake hit the San Diego area, which, of course, is the headquarters of Sony Online Entertainment.
And they're fine, I guess. I mean, Kiara didn't feel nothing.
Kiara, the community relations manager, felt nothing, which I find actually rather amusing. That it takes a major event for them. You know, they're so used to earthquakes that it would take a total catastrophe for them to even notice it happened.
Well, it depends. If it was a short one, it was 5.1, it was just shake. It was like, you know, could have been a truck.
What the hell is that? Okay. A semi?
It's got to last a few seconds for you to realize, well, that isn't a truck. The building is actually shaking. Oh, this must be an earthquake. Shake, shake, shake. Ah, it's getting stronger. It's a good one. Wah, 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 wah. Yeah,
shake,
I think it's
time to get underneath the table.
Wah, wah,
shake,
wah.
Shake our servers.
You know, it's a gradual type thing. It's not, you know... I grew up in California, so I can talk.
All right. And what's that?
And then that's not the only thing.
What other thing? Tell me.
You're psychic.
Oh, yes. I am completely psychic, and I've proved it again today. I once predicted the arrival of dividers in EverQuest 2 for your homes. I said it 1 week, and the next week they were there. Last night, before I log off, you know, I'm watching a rerun of The Simpsons, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, I haven't seen a Halloween episode of The Simpsons in a number of years. I wonder if they even bothered making any new ones in the last few years. And I get home today, we turn on The Simpsons, and it's a Halloween episode.
You're psychic.
Psychic! Wait a minute.
Aha, I got to use my echo first.
Psychic! There we go.
So there's that, and there was something else.
What?
I don't know, there was something else.
There was something else. Something else. What the hell are you talking about?
Well, there was that being psychic.
Did the cat do something? Besides pee on our clothes?
No.
God, I'm getting tired of that cat.
The guild dinged 82.
That's right. The Legion of Kithakor on the Antonio Dale server, of course, dinged 82. There's our ding.
Yep, Shiver was in the guild hall crafting up a storm, trying to get it pushed over that last little bit.
Well, thank you very much, Shiver. Our snowball master, of course. Which is really kind of weird, because he's an Ixar.
And Santania was helping, too.
And Santania, thank you very
and
much, Santania.
And Urs, and I'm not sure who else was on.
All right, thank you to everyone who was involved. Ladies and gentlemen, Dio is dead.
Dun, dun, dun. The Holy Diver is gone. I can't believe you've never heard of the Holy Diver.
No, sorry.
The song, Holy Diver, by Dio.
No. I'm sorry. I really, you know, back when Dio was, you know, really big in popularity, I wasn't into rock. I went through a country phase. So I'm sorry I missed out on it.
Rodney, I can't, I'm not saying it. Rodney James Dio.
Rodney James Dio has passed away from cancer, I believe.
Yeah, stomach cancer.
Yep, Rodney James Dio.
But he was a guitar, it was a guitar god up there with Yngwie Malmsteen and, you know, Van Halen and Eddie Van Halen. You know.
You know, of course, his own band, Dio, and apparently he was with Black Sabbath.
Yes.
Which is what I'm reading right now. Because I'm just terrible like that. He doesn't know who Dio is! It's all right, folks. It's okay not to know who someone is. I'm sure I'll be harassed by my DJ buddy back east soon enough.
Yep, you'll be getting calls in the middle of the night. You don't know who Dio is?
What? You don't know who Dio is? Yeah. He's a Sam Kennison fanatic as well. All right, anything else we need to announce? I didn't see any birthdays on my schedule. You know of any? Any birthdays?
Yeah, I'll have to put...
Hang on. Facebook.com usually tells me whose birthday it is this week, and I don't have any birthdays on my list this week.
Hang on.
That's what I normally go by.
Give me a second.
I'm giving you a second. I'll even check our forums. Let me see here. Kithacore.org/forum.
Lyra is saying she dinged 87 paladin yesterday.
Well, congratulations to Lyra for dinging 87 paladin. Let me give you your ding here. Where is it? There it is. There is your ding. You seeing anything, hon?
Yeah, because I sent one out the other day, but it's not showing.
It's probably passed. Once it's passed, it gets
Sampoo dinged 50 today.
All right, congratulations, Sampoo.
Nobrin's birthday's coming up.
Nobrin?
Yep.
Okay, well, when's that?
Well, I think it's the 27th.
All right.
Give me a second. I mean, he works for EverQuest 1, I believe. Kyle. Hang on. Da 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 da. And there was somebody else's birthday on Sunday, wasn't it? Or Saturday? Saturday was a birthday, and then on Monday there was a birthday. And now I can't remember who.
Let's see here. Astrid on the Antonia Bell server is telling us that they ding 73 today. Congratulations.
Kyle Valley.
Kyle Valley?
Valley. V-A-L-L-E-E. His birthday was on Monday, I believe. Yep. And there was another birthday on Saturdays, but damn it, whose birthday was it?
I couldn't tell you. But anyway, we need to move on. This week, joining us from a long ways away, from a galaxy far, far away. No. Not from Star Wars galaxies. We're talking about from Vanguard. S-O-H. Which is... Shoot, what is that, S-O-H? Slipping my mind here.
It's Saga of Heroes.
Saga of Heroes! I knew it was of Heroes. I'm like, God, what is the S?
At least I think that's what it is. I should go look and make sure.
The School Book of Heroes? The... The Bandsaw of Heroes. That's what we need. Okay. Joining us from all the way from Vanguard. Now, how do you pronounce your character name?
Morniel.
Morniel. Morniel.
Yes. Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Of course, before we went on the air, I went ahead and warned Morniel about you people. About you people in the chat channel and how weird you are and... stuff.
Yes, sir. If they don't deliver, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Exactly. All right. So, Vanguard, what is it now? 3 years old?
I think it's about 3 years old. I've only been playing it for 1 year or so, but I think 3 years ago is about when it came out, yes.
Okay. Of course, when Vanguard was first announced, it was being put out by...
Sigil?
Sigil.
Yes, they were the ones who originally put it out, and then it was taken over by SOE, and it was released earlier than it should have been. They kind of ran out of money and had to release it, and it was absolutely horrible, pretty much.
Yeah, Elquin and I had a couple characters on there when it was first released, and honestly, we came back to EQ2 within a couple of weeks, actually.
We loved the idea. I think we were even beta, and our systems just could not handle it at the time. It was really...
It was very laggy. It was very slideshow-ish.
Well, that was back when they were using real big textures. They had not... it was beta. Okay, they were still working.
They had to optimize their textures.
They haven't done that yet. Well, you can't expect them to when they were running beta. Yeah.
It was, I think, widely proclaimed as the worst launch in MMO history ever.
Wow. But things were redone and relaunched. They had some kind of a big relaunch party, I believe.
If they did, I missed it.
Yeah, that was probably before your time. It was like probably. It was like 6 months to a year afterward.
Right.
And, And I'll tell you this, and I logged into Vanguard yesterday just to see if we can get the chat going so you wouldn't have to create a character here to chat with the people. Still, one of the best-looking worlds.
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
It's absolutely gorgeous. It's still a little bit of a resource hog. From what I find, you really have to have a decent machine and a fair amount of RAM. Otherwise, you'll lag a bit and it's a little bit chunky. But flying around that world, because it doesn't have any zones at all, which is really kind of cool because you'll have things like you can take off from one city, for example, and let's say you're on your flying mount. Maybe it's a rented one or maybe it's your own. But as you're flying across the world, you can see things off in the distance. You can see a castle up on the mountains and it's just absolutely gorgeous.
It is. There's no doubt about that. I just love the way it looks. With the exception, and I'm, of course, you're thinking to yourself right now, oh my God, he brought me on the show just to bitch about my game? But
that's okay. That's what we do, you know.
I have to say, the characters themselves, ugly. I'm sorry.
I have to agree with you for the most part on that one. From what I understand, and because I complained about this when I first started playing the game, apparently when it first came out, they were incredibly detailed and just tons and tons of options. And in order to increase the performance, they had to just hack it all away, because that was one of the things that was causing the problems. People had to, you know, render all of these different combinations of things.
Yeah.
So now you only have 4 face options. You still have the little sliders and stuff. The males in particular, male humans look like Ken dolls. I just don't look at them, you know.
I mean, I look at Jethel in Vanguard. Of course, I had to make a Jethel in Vanguard. And right. I swear he looks like, what's the name of the lead singer of Aerosmith?
Mick Jagger?
No, that's Rolling Stones.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Why are your names slipping my mind?
Steven Tyler.
He looks like Steven Tyler on a bad acid trip.
Well, the female characters at least look good. My character looks good.
Well, of course. You got to have good-looking female characters. Otherwise, you have uprisings from the entire community.
Yes.
It's perfectly fine to have male characters that look like cavemen. Vanguard.
Well,
so
yes.
Easy, a caveman can do it.
But it's not. Oh, see, that's just so not.
No, no. See, that would be World of Warcraft. So easy, a caveman can do it.
Yes.
Oh, man.
That's the other thing that a lot of people don't like about Vanguard, is that it's very complex. It was interesting. I tried out EQ2 yesterday for the first time, and going through that very initial tutorial was just so different from how things are in Vanguard. I mean, there is a certain amount of tutorial, particularly if you go to the Isle of Dawn, but the depth in that game, it's the only game I have ever played, the only MMO I've ever played, and I've played a fair number, where after playing it for a few hours, I just had to log off and I felt like I needed to go find a manual or something, because there was just too much to learn.
Yeah.
Yes, somebody, Lyra, is asking in chat, and the Isle is what I'm talking about. It's not really a tutorial. There's a lot of quests there where they kind of teach you about the game.
Are you talking about the EQ or the Vanguard?
Oh, I was talking about in Vanguard there for the Isle, yes.
Now, you created a character yesterday. Were you on the Isle of Refuge?
No, it didn't put me there. I started in Nereac because I wanted to see the city.
Okay, I was going to say, currently there are 2 islands you can go to for a tutorial experience, but they're going away. They're getting rid of them.
Hmm. Well, I thought even just where I started, it was kind of tutorial-ish. I had to start in Nereac. I'm a dark elf.
Teardoll
all the way, baby.
Now, Lyra, who is complaining about Nereac right now, is actually a dark elf, but she is a self-loathing dark elf.
Oh, that's okay. So am I. I hate Inarok. So,
well, that's okay.
I was the fallen priestess of Inarok.
Nice. Of course, we all know that Lyra isn't a dark elf at all. She's a Frostfell elf.
Oh, really? People
she
used
is.
To tease me about being a wood elf back in EQ1.
No, Lyra is a Frostfell elf. She's a dark elf. She runs around with a Frostfell hat constantly.
But she says she's not a Frostfell elf.
There she goes. I am not a Frostfell elf.
We have books that prove that she is, so.
Mm-hmm.
I miss EQ1 as well. I have to say that I was a little bit disappointed in Nereac here. I liked the old Nereac better.
And what was different about the new to the old that you missed?
Well, certainly it's a little bit prettier, I think, here. I mean, there's, you know, it's newer graphics, but it's easier, I don't know how else to describe it. The old Nerayak, it was very easy to get lost in, much more twisty, and the Spires of Inaruk was not just one room with a bunch of trainers in it. It had, two levels, and you could go up on the walls and, things like that. It was very easy to get lost in the old Nerayak.
Yeah, the only thing I really recognized in the new one is you go through to the residential areas, and you pass the waterfall with the glowing eye.
Right, it had that. It did have the light shows, yes, and the blind fish. It was my first MMO, so it's that reminiscing thing.
Now, Vanguard has got a little system that we don't have here in EverQuest, and that's diplomacy. Tell us about diplomacy. Yes. How does it work?
Diplomacy. Oh, it's probably my favorite thing about Vanguard, with the exception of the community. That's my other favorite thing about it. But as far as gameplay, what diplomacy is it's kind of like a sub-game. Let me back up a little bit. There's three spheres in Vanguard. You have adventuring, you have crafting, and you have diplomacy. And each of those level independently. You could, if you wanted to, you could be a level 55 crafter and a level 1 adventurer. It would probably be pretty hard to actually not get experience, but in theory it's possible. So they're all separate. Now, diplomacy, the way that one works is it's like a card collecting game, in essence. You have various cards that you can collect, and then you go up to an NPC, and you can initiate what's called a parley with that NPC. And when you start the parley, you have a table in front of you, and basically you've got this marker that you want to keep the marker on your side of the table, in essence. And you have cards that will move your marker towards you, and some of them have a cost that you have to pay in order to use those cards. It's something called expression, and there's four different types of expression. And then your opponent, of course, is going to try and get it back to their side. So the whole idea is that you want to keep control of the conversation, and you keep it on your side until the conversation is over. And as the conversation goes by and each of you are playing cards, there's a conversation going on, and there's a lot of lore there, and some of the really amusing stories as well, if you're into reading lore. Some people aren't. I like it. And when you're done with it at the end, you might get a reward from it, or you might do something. If it's a civic parley, you might move what's called a lever, a diplomacy lever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the cool thing about these is that you can go into a major city and you can do a bunch of parleys, and you can put up an area effect buff, essentially, so that anybody who comes into the area will receive this buff. And they're really, really good buffs, like, I'm trying to think of some good ones, 5% spell damage, that kind of thing. When we raid, we send people around to make sure that all of the good diplomacy buffs are up, and we buff ourselves up before we go raiding. So it's a really nice thing that you can do with diplomacy. They also have them for other things, so you could put up crafting ones. They work against each other. That's why it's called a lever. If I'm going to put up an adventuring one, I'm also taking down any points towards the crafting one, for example. So, in theory, you could have diplomats working against each other, although you don't see that happen very often.
Hmm. And you are quite successful in your diplomacy, are you?
I'm fanatical, I would say, about it. I suppose I'm successful. I've managed to collect almost all of the cards. There's 193 different ones that you can get, and I've gotten 190. Still a few very rare item ones that are eluding me, but so yeah, I really enjoy doing that. I hold tutorials now and then, and that type of thing.
All right. So let's see. Vanguard. What else can we say about Vanguard?
Well, crafting is probably the other thing that's very different from a lot of other games, in that it's much more complex.
Hmm.
You know, I don't know how crafting is here. I know how it was in other games. Like in EQ1, you had a bunch of items. You had to stick them in a container. Early on, you got carpal tunnel syndrome. But other than that, you know, I think they eventually made it so that you could just click, and as long as the things were in your inventory, you had your combine.
Now how it works in EQ2 is, of course, you have to have your ingredients, of course.
Right.
And as you're progressing, like, well, I'm a woodworker, so I'm using a woodworking table with a saw. Well, things will pop up like, you know, a heavy knot in the wood, and you have to hit and you have to counter it.
All right, now that's much more like what it is like in Vanguard. That's very similar. We have two different kinds of tables. Typically, there's a refining table and a finishing table, they call them. On a refining table, for example, as a carpenter, that's where you would take your timber and make it into planks, for example, or boards.
We used to do stuff like that, but then so many people were just going off and dropping out of the trades going. It was just becoming too complex.
Mm.
You know, you had to make your wood. You had to make your resins. And all this stuff, and it's like, you know what? I have better things to do.
Right. Yeah, I find a lot of people have kind of some people really hate crafting, and other people really love it and have multiple crafters who are all really high level. Personally, I'm okay with it. It's not my favorite aspect of the game, mostly though, because one thing that it is missing a little bit is there's a kind of a dearth of quests from 30 to 45 or 50, where you just have to do what's called work orders over and over again. So it's very grindy.
We have work orders here, but it's we have work orders here, but it's more specific for gaining personal status and guild status and stuff. But yeah, I'm not real big on the whole grinding aspect myself. Elquin, on the other hand, loves it.
She
loves the grind.
She likes grinding.
I do not.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm censoring myself right now.
Oh, I told you before. Don't
worry
about
it. It's the bumping grind I like, not just the flame grinding.
Ba-dum-bump.
Okay. But I remember some of the crafting I did in Vanguard when it first started, where you get to a certain stage where you need to have another person even for harvesting. If you get two people harvesting at the same time, you get more.
You don't have to. And Karina just said something there that work orders supply all the materials, and that's very true. You only use actually harvested things to make real items.
Ah.
Everything else, if you do work orders, they give you all the stuff that you need, with the exception of what's called utilities that you can use to counter complications. So, like, if you get... for an example, if you're a blacksmith, you can get, you know, heat stroke, essentially, and you have to drink some water.
Hmm.
You know, that's a complication that you have to overcome. But other than the utilities, which are a very minor cost, everything is provided for you. And they do actually make... the crafting required, even at the end game, there are some raids that require crafted items. The end game gear it requires a crafted part. And as far as my name, there is actually no L-E on the end. Somebody here stole my name. There's a level 1 elf out there somewhere who has my name. But it's... Morniel without the L-E at the end. And I'm on the Zeth server.
Those bastards.
Yes.
They must be
destroyed.
Yes,
they took both my character names, in fact.
Darn.
They must be destroyed. All of
them. Please destroy them.
All right, folks. That's her job for this week. We have to track down this Morian.
And kill them! Kill them all!
All right, so crafting, diplomacy.
Mm-hmm.
You have dog people.
We do.
What's up with dog people? What's up with that, man?
I don't know, but they're all very unhappy that they don't have tails.
They don't have tails?
No, they don't. No. It's been a sore subject over there.
Oh.
It has, yes. We also have fox people, Raki.
Cool.
They're very cute. They
and
make
they have
the best
no tails.
And they have no tails.
They have tails?
But they're still very cute. No, they don't.
Oh.
No, all tail. Of Vanguard has... They don't get tail in Vanguard. I mean, here
in Everquest... You get no tail in Vanguard?
Well, I don't know that I'd say
everybody
that.
Everybody goes down
that,
to the
that
hole.
May not be completely accurate.
Well, no wonder I didn't like Vanguard. There's no ERP going on. I'm not interested.
Yeah, but, well, but then again, we've got here, and then we've got the hole, and everybody's going down into the hole, and then everybody's looking for... people to join them in VD. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of quests down in the hole to get some tail.
Oh, yeah.
There is. You know,
you can get tail in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some of the Vanguard people should come over and come down in our hole and get some tail to go back with.
There you go.
Maybe.
Hey, I do have a... I do need to interrupt with a brief announcement. I want to congratulate Elquin Jenna on... completing the quest to get her green mist.
So I'm gonna, congratulations.
I'm going to link that in the channel there. Here we go. There's the green mist.
Yeah, but I didn't do it at level. I mean, you know.
Oh, and for your knowledge, if you hold down your control button and hit that link I just put into the channel, you'll see your character wielding the sword that Elquin just got. It's a nice looking sword.
Katana type sword, green, glowy, with little symbols going down the shaft.
I want it.
Oh, very pretty. Very pretty.
For what? It's going up on the wall.
Okay, well, the stats are not good for your level. That's understandable.
Right. So it's going up on my wall. But I don't think I can stick it on my wall because my house is like full. It's puking full, so I don't know.
You open up the door to Elquin's house, and you get this avalanche of books. Hey, that's an idea.
It's either that or some people that go down to the hole often take the tails that they get and take them to Vanguard and hand them out to the players. That would
I
work.
I think that you should do that. I think you should bring your tail to Vanguard.
Tail, we'll start a campaign. Tail for Vanguard. Let's help Vanguard get some tail.
I like it.
They're doing that now, right? I think.
I'm sorry, I was looking at my group chat there. Say that last thing again.
I said, isn't there
what am I doing? I'm getting tail in Vanguard.
Yeah. I think there's groups out there that are campaigning to get tail from
they
Vanguard.
They are campaigning. They do want it. But
that would be an excellent slogan for t-shirts for fanfare this year.
Tail for Vanguard.
Tail for Vanguard.
Players for Tail for Vanguard. I like it.
I will bring that back to them and tell them that you're supporting them.
Now,
we are. We're supporting them. We have a lot of tail here that we can give them. We'll give it freely. I mean, it's really easy. I mean,
sure, why not?
Everybody every day goes out for tail in EverQuest.
And yes, I am. The chat channel that I was asking.
What's that? Oh yes,
asking. Yes.
Yeah, Marnell is in the chat channel. And you know, if you want to come here and grab some tail for Vanguard, I know just a place to go. This coming Thursday, of course, the Maiden's Fancy is open for business in their new hall in Freeport.
Hon?
What?
I think that's a different type of tail.
Oh. Of course, you remember the Maiden's Fancy Club in Old Nariac, right? Marnell?
I do.
Marnell?
Did we lose her?
Yes, I know. I'm sorry. I muted my microphone for a second because I didn't want my keyboard to be banging in the background.
Oh, that's all right. But you remember the Maiden's Fancy Club?
Of course.
What's that?
I said, of course I remember it.
Okay, well, there is a guild here on the Antonia Vale server called the Maiden's Fancy, and they're upholding the traditions of the gentlemen's club.
Oh, I see. Very interesting.
They actually have a pretty darn deck. They have a darn good show. They have a very well decorated guild hall, and they're going on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific time. That's 9 p.m. Eastern in the city of Freeport. Now, does Vanguard have guild halls?
We do. And in fact, that, you know, what that brought to mind is my own guild's guild hall, which does happen to have a stripper pole.
Hey, they've got it going on over there.
We do.
All right. I've actually invited you into group here because I'm going to bring you to my guild hall so you can take a look.
All right, I'd like to see that.
Let's see here. I'm going to summon you here.
We get this nifty little thing called the Call of the Vet.
Call of the Veteran.
Veteran, yeah, well, everybody calls it Call of the Vet. And it allows us to do two things. One, summon people to us from any place. Or summon ourselves to them. With the exception, that we found out, is the some of the instances, like the instances for the whole...
Or Newbie Island.
Can't go to Newbie Island. Can't summon yourself into the instances in the hole. So, it has a couple little drawbacks. But other than that, I mean, I could be in the guild hall, get a group somewhere on the other side of Norath, and be there in a heartbeat. Which is very
That is convenient.
Or if we're deep in a normal dungeon and somebody wants to join us, we can pretty much call them right in.
Yep.
So that works good, too.
So this is the large guild hall. This is the tier 3 guild hall. Kinos version, anyway. There is also a Freeport Evil version, which of course is all dark and gray and stuff like that. But this is ours, and we have absolutely nothing within the hall.
Nothing at all? You have birds and a cat.
With the exception of the memorial to Lalandra here at the opening. But if you come back to the entrance here, show you a little trick that we did. We actually broke out of the hall.
You broke out of it?
Come right over here to this portal.
Well, you have to take her... Wait.
What?
Take her up to the top of the castle and let her look at the outside land, and then she'll understand. Remember, she's new here.
Okay, follow me, and you'll see... You probably haven't seen the Kinos landscape.
No, I haven't.
In EQ2, that is, anyway.
No, not in EQ2.
Okay, so... Just follow me. I'm probably running a lot faster than you are. We are a group, so you have a run buff on you, but I just run faster because I'm a ranger.
When he starts smoking, at least he'll leave you a trail to follow.
Yeah.
You know, wood elf buns, you know, rubbing against each other.
Well, you know, so a lot. You know, some people out there like Jethel's buns.
There, smoking. Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to bring you up top so you can see the landscape out there. Well, that's not quite high enough. You gotta go around.
You gotta take her all the way up top.
Yeah, I gotta take you all the way up. Okay, back down. I forgot there were a couple of towers here. That's how often we actually go into the hall itself. But the hall itself is very nicely decorated in itself.
Yes, this is without anything in it. It's certainly attractive in its emptiness.
Yep, a lot of people get lost in these halls.
I love the textures. They're very well done.
Okay, now you want to come up here. We're going to go... Whoops! Wrong way, sorry. My bad. Where the hell do we... Oh, this way. Go under the thing, not over it. Here we go.
Under, not over, I see.
And now you can start seeing the landscape of Kinos.
I think I see it there in the distance, through the fog.
Yeah, it's a little foggy today. Trying to, where'd you guys run? Oh, you were in and over there. Okay.
Yep, we're at the, we're right over the front gate now.
Okay.
So, you can scroll, out pretty far, and you can see the Kino's landscape there.
Whoa!
Yes.
Jumped over.
So, you see all the landscape, you see the castle and the tower in the background, mm-hmm. and the lighthouse and stuff like that. Now, we're going to go back down. I think you'll die if you actually jump off the...
Oh, probably, yeah.
She's too small.
Yeah, you're too young right now, so we'll have to
just
run back.
Just escape her down.
Oh, yeah, oh, that's right, okay. I can do that. Boom.
Yeah. There's a Frostfell elf in here.
Oh, you're it's Lyra the Frostfell elf. You're liking that, huh?
I am, yes.
Pink armor.
Oh, yes, I like the candy cane.
But she's not a Frostfell elf.
I see.
Okay, now...
You may have to... Is the portals open for guests?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so you want to stand on the portal. When the menu comes up, you want to go to On Top of the World.
All right.
And do not move until the platform below you loads in.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're talking multiple thousands of points of damage. There we go, and you can go to the edge of the platform, and you can see that we're actually outside the guild hall.
It looks like water. Is that actually solid?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, we kind of wish it wasn't. The watery platforms, a lot of people wanted to make like lakes and stuff like that out of it, and it's solid so you can't sink into it. Oh, well.
It still gives the illusion of water. I mean,
well, yeah, it gives an illusion.
It does.
It looks good.
Give poor Domino a break. Oh, yeah, but if you look to the west...
Oh, where'd she go? There she is. Yeah, I'm over here on the...
southwest.
The if you look to the southwest, you can actually see the hall down there below us.
Off in the distance. It's just a ring.
Oh, that's very cool. I see it there.
If you glance towards the west, you'll see what the... Kinos looks like from up here.
Now,
very neat.
Now, of course, the really nice thing is that this isn't really Kinos.
It isn't?
Nope.
What is it?
This landscape was created just for a backdrop for the...
It's using Ontalnica. It's using a copy of what we run through normally in the live Artonica.
Mm-hmm. But there are no trees or no buildings. Well, very few trees, I should say. The trees you see below us, we actually put in there.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go down and hit the portal Archer. Again and go to Archer's Woods, and that's where the majority of where we have... this is where the majority of the stuff is that we've set up. Isn't this cool?
That's
very cool. No, I'm still here. I'm here.
Yep, now
that's very cool, yes.
This area, of course, you know, you were... you would know it from EverQuest 1 as the Kinos Hills.
Okay.
That's very cool. Oh, feel free to wander around if you want. This place is rather huge.
And this is all considered to be part of your guild hall?
Yes.
Very interesting.
Yep, you're still in the guild hall.
That's interesting.
Normally, a guild hall is just the castle that you saw. Unless we get smart and tricky and we break out into the landscape.
Yeah, a few guilds have done it now. You know, we weren't the first ones to do it by far.
No.
Oh, this is a very interesting game, I have to say. I may have to come play around here a little bit. Now, of course, you've shown me yours, so, you know, I have to show you mine sometime.
Oh, of course.
You'll have to come and take a look.
Well, you know what? If you want to, I don't know if Elkman still has your character in Vanguard.
Oh, I don't...
But I was going to say, if you want to, while we're doing our... we normally do a music break at 8 o'clock, which is about 15 minutes. So we can load it in, and you can show me yours.
If you like, we could certainly do that.
Sure. Now, is there any way to safely get someone over to your place? Am I going to have any
problems? That's the one thing I'm just trying to think there. That might be difficult.
Or I can just create a whole new character in the city that...
Well, our guild hall is kind of out in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, you could build out in the wilds.
Yeah, that's where our guild halls are. It's the Zeth server to Alfred, who's asking.
Okay.
And yes, all of the housing areas are kind of far away. None of them are near what's called a rift.
Ah.
The rifts are our ways of getting around. And one of the things about Vanguard that some people like and some people don't like, but it's absolutely huge, and as a result, getting around it can be difficult at times, I suppose, until you get your flying mounts and so forth.
Okay, well, we can try anyway.
We certainly can, yes.
We'll give it a shot. I might die multiple times, but what the hell?
He's just running behind me.
Oh, yeah. You haven't gotten me killed in a long time, Elvin, so.
To see you good.
Well, that's because I don't hunt with you anymore.
What?
There's only so much death I can take before I say, you know what? The common fact in here, the common factor here is Elquin.
Sure. Yeah, right.
Okay, so my showing you our guild hall out in the wild is not an impressive thing, considering that yours is out in the wild to begin with.
Well, it is, but it doesn't all belong to us. So, I mean, yours is very impressive in how large it is. Ours is just one building, and now the guild that I am in currently does not have the largest guild hall. So there are bigger ones out there. I can show it to you, but it's... I don't... With the exception of the... Well, you know what? Now that I think about it, we have a lot of bars in our guild hall.
Actually, we have a bar here, too. Let me show you. I hit the pad again and go to the sky-clad shore.
Yes, I wanted to go there. It's a bar and grill.
Yep. And you come down this way. And we have a turtle on the fire here.
Roast turtle, I see.
Roasting a turtle over an open fire. And we have our bar right here. And tables set up.
Oh, you can have a bartender. I'm jealous. I want a bartender.
Yeah, but he won't sell to anybody over level 90 now.
Yeah.
So all level 90s are being forced on AA.
He sells to me.
Let me see here. No, I still can't get anything.
He would sell to me if I had any money. I don't have any money, so.
No, it's some kind of a...
I can buy an ale.
Well, come click this bar. See the bar that I'm standing next to? Click this bar that I'm standing next to.
Yeah, click the shelving unit that's next to Elkman there. It's free.
Honey, we
just have drunkenness here. Things just went blurry.
Oh, and you're drunk. Yep. I kind of like the old EverQuest 1 drunk, though, where you start getting tunnel vision and you start swaying back and forth.
Swaying back and forth. You had to wedge yourself in a corner in order to cast your spells.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used to like that.
That was fun. And then everybody in the guild knew you were drunk because you would drunk type. You're drinking again, aren't you?
Yes. One thing I do miss that they had an EQ1 that they don't have in Vanguard is the different languages. I liked those.
Well, we have different languages, but it's not the same. You just go buy a primer and
read. You don't have to teach each other.
I like the old teaching. That was
fun. Yes.
A lot of people grumble and complain, but we had a lot of interaction that way.
Right, yes. I liked that.
And it was something to say, well, I've learned all these languages. And that meant that, you know, you spent time learning these languages.
That you sat in a group with someone and spammed them with a macro until you learned their language.
Mm-hmm. And it never really took that long. I mean, you could max out a...
I remember. We used to have
languages all in about 20, 30 minutes, really, with a few zones back and forth to see how you were doing. But
oh, yeah. I mean, we used to have language parties. Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, I learned this new language that came out in the last expansion. All right, let's all group together. And then you'd have a macro going. It's like, press a button, press a button, press a button, press a button, press a button. And, you know, until you start understanding what they're saying. So that's always kind of fun, but yeah. For EQ2, you have books. You just go pick up the book and you can speak the language. You know, for the player classes, the player races, that is. Of course, there are quests to do other languages.
Like Froglock and some of the mobs that we do, like gnolls and
draconic,
undead. Mm-hmm. You learn them by getting drops, like orcs. You get different orc notes, and after about seven or so, you learn the orc language.
Yeah, I was surprised that even at level two or whatever it was, I got a dropped spell. I figured you'd get them all from your trainer.
Not so much anymore. It used to be that way. Used to go to the trainer, and they'd be like, you know, a whole list of spells you need to get, and then some that were dropped. But nowadays, actually, they're kind of given to you.
Mm-hmm.
At least the very basic one.
Yeah, the basic ones. I mean, you make a level, bing, you've got a new ability. You know.
Yes, I saw that. It puts it right on your bar. You don't even have to go to a trainer. Now, they don't do that in Vanguard. In fact, some of the spells... Now, this is something that's really cool about Vanguard that I like a lot. You can learn different abilities by doing different things. And one of them, and I'm not just talking about going to a trainer and buying a book... There are some where you have to go fight a particular mob, and as you fight that mob, you will start to learn one of its abilities. So there are a few learned abilities that you can pick up that way. And there are a couple of others, like, for example, rangers have one where if you use some shots in a particular order, you will learn another ability that isn't shown anywhere until you learn it.
Oh, that's weird.
So, you have to, like, combine your abilities into a certain order to learn it, which I really like.
That sounds really fun. That's
so it's like a crit chain that you don't have spelled out for you. You have to discover it.
Oh, very nice. It's kind of like trade skill crafting in EverQuest 1.
Yes, kind of like that.
Channel something about don't forget pocket lint.
Lint for the rogues. That's one of I've never played a rogue, but I know that they get a lot of lint when they pick pockets.
Well,
and they have a book about playing with lint or something like.
Honeys.
Yeah, it actually has a whole lot of different kind of Easter eggs just throughout the whole game. There's a lot of. For example, there's one place that you can go that is like the bar on Tatooine.
Oh.
If you go into it, you know, the NPCs are very obviously that's what they're supposed to be. It's kind of funny.
No, we have a... no, you're from Nariak. There's no way I can bring you in there safely. I was going to say that there are several bars here in town where the NPCs have their own scripts and stuff like that, where they say stuff. But like, I don't think I'm going to be able to get you to the line's main inn without you getting, you know, squished.
So they have factions here then?
Oh, yes.
I assume? Okay.
Yeah, like,
that was something
if you tried
that
to
they
walk...
took out Vanguard. Yeah, they originally...
You're from Nariak. If you just tried to walk into Kinos, you get squished really quick.
We could get her in.
Well, my call of the veteran is down. If you want,
all right,
to.
I'll go get her. I'll go over to the Lion's Mane.
All right, let me group with you first. Hold on a second.
Should I be afraid?
Not inspect. Invite. There we go. Now she'll go to the Lion's Mane Inn and summon you there. I can just walk there.
Oh, someone's inviting me to their rooms. I don't know if I should accept.
To their rooms? Who is it?
Yes, in the Lion's Mane Inn. Who's that? Cheddarella.
Ah, Cheddarella's fine. Oh, that's right, she's in the Lion's Mane. They have rooms for rent there, too. Did you know, or do you remember, that there was actually an inn in EverQuest 1 that you needed keys for the rooms and stuff, and they were for rent? Do you remember?
Yes, I do remember that. I do.
Yeah, it was in Felwith.
I think I recall that.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yep. Now, I'm not going to be able to see much because I have quadruple vision still.
Oh, wait a minute. So, Elkman, wait before doing this here. Let me leave the group here. There is a good way to...
Oh, yes, just kill me.
Get out of your misery real fast.
Yes. Get me out of my misery.
Let's see. See how many points I can hit you for.
Oh, God.
The duel has commenced.
Wait, I have to do this correctly here. There we go. That was better.
Is this where I beg for mercy?
You won't have time. 51,
right,
51,000 points of damage. I love that.
Oh, it said more than that to me. It said 116,941.
Good Lord.
You killed her in the next week.
I killed you in the next week. Holy crap.
Oh, hey, I didn't even have to, like, go somewhere else. I got right back up right
nope.
here.
Well, that's with dueling here.
Yeah, well, during a duel, you just kind of lose consciousness.
I see.
Okay, now Elkin, she's safe to,
I see. Who's got the lead? Is it me or you?
Hmm? Who's got the what?
Oh, she's leader of the group.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
That's okay. Go ahead and, yeah, there you go. If you're not the leader of a group here and you want to invite somebody, you can invite them. And then the request will be forwarded to the leader who can say yes or no.
Yeah, they do that same thing in Vanguard.
We just switched to that system.
Yeah, that was a recent thing.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I like that.
I like it too. It's good.
I like it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to summon you.
Yep, and I'm just going to walk there. South Kinos. But yeah, I guess Cheddarella was summoning you over there. She's one of our group mates, guild mates, and she has a room there, so it's all right.
I see.
Cheddarella was inviting a strange woman into her room. It could have been hot.
So do you get a request to get ported?
I said yes, but it didn't take me anywhere.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you know what it says? I got an error message. I am not a loyal citizen of Kainos or Kelithin.
Oh, Calithin. You can't be ported into Kainos.
So it will not allow me in.
Ooh, I did not know that limit existed.
I didn't know either, cause I'm not getting anything.
So there we go, folks. There's another limit to the Call of the Veteran. I had no idea you couldn't be ported into enemy territory. Okay, well, I guess you're not going to go.
No sneaking traitors in.
Well, let me see
here.
We can
still sneak her in.
Yeah, let me, I can sneak her in. I'm on
Fight
my way.
Her in.
We're going.
I'm only level
3.
Get
her into the down below and I'll clear her away. I don't even have to.
Okay, click on the door behind you and leave the hall.
All right. Oh, and... Leave Hall, there it is.
Yes.
I will say that the interface in this game is a touch more complex than it is in Vanguard. I didn't find it to be particularly intuitive. I keep trying to right-click on things instead of left-click them.
That's okay. I went into Vanguard there and had no idea what the hell to do. Okay, you got 4 bells around you. The one that I'm in front of... Click on that and go to... See, what's going to be closer?
Because she may not be able to port right in.
She can't. I know. We're going to go to the down below.
Which one?
Go to the Willow Wood.
All right.
That's where the Wood Elves start.
Oh, that doesn't sound like a very safe place for me.
Actually, yeah, that's right. There are guards here. That's okay. I can.
No, they're fine. She should be fine. I thought they moved them.
Nope.
No, there's one
right
there, Walterson, who doesn't like me.
Yeah,
it's good to know what an aggressive NPC looks like.
Keep him busy.
There. All right. Shh. I did nothing.
Tipped
he's,
him.
He's drunk. He fell down drunk, I'm telling you.
He paid him off.
Yeah, I paid him off and he moved aside. So, come through the tunnel. And we're going to go this way behind the building.
Alright.
And we're going to go into the sewer system.
Alright. Traveling by sewer.
I'm going to mentor down to you so I can see what's green.
Alright.
green. We're going to the down below, and she's level 1. Everything's going to be red.
I think I'm level 3. Aren't I? I don't know. I leveled up a little bit.
She's level 3. Okay. Yeah, but I can tell what's going to attack her.
Okay.
She's got the mental
I don't want to mentor down. I'm going to kill stuff.
Just mentor down for me, please. Well, please.
Why?
Just do it. Some things aren't going to want to attack.
You are making this more difficult than it is.
It's better than running through the entire tunnel, clearing everything else. Just mentor down.
Mentor. Fine. Now, where is South Kinos from here?
Well, follow me. We're
Eldor,
fine.
North.
I know where it's at.
Harbor. There it is.
See, a lot of this stuff is not aggro.
Yeah, they changed.
Yeah, none
it.
Of
they
this is aggressive.
They used to be. I have a waypoint ribbon leading me. So that's what you folks pay to tune into my show for. Of course, you don't pay to tune into my show, but it's just completely random. Oh, okay, you have some playgrounds.
Oh, there's some
on
aggressive
there.
Stuff.
See, now I got some aggressive stuff. And the aggressive stuff's dead.
Oh, hey, I'm level 4 now.
So, you can unmentor now, hon. It's just easier to figure out what might attack her.
Okay, to South Kinos. And now I will unmentor. Stop mentoring. There we go. Now I'm back into my level. And let me just make sure the guard is not here. Okay, follow me. And up the hill. Okay, should be clear sailing from here.
Alright.
Yeah, it's clear up here. I don't see the guards. They must have went someplace else for the time being.
I paid him off. And here is the lion's mane.
And I don't think you got to look before you ran in, but there's a lion head plaque.
Yes, I saw that. Up above it.
And of course, some of these MP3s have scripts they go through and stuff. Like, one of the dwarves is complaining, "What do you mean you're more drunk than I am?" Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Always good to know where the good bars are.
And then upstairs, there's rooms that you can rent to call your home.
Mm-hmm.
There are two bedrooms. Well, they're considered two bedrooms, but they have three rooms now. This was the summoning item that I had. It's on the stair there. It hasn't gone away yet.
Of course, you want to wish a wonderful evening to Domino from Sony Online Entertainment, who is listening and is being active in the chat channel. Oh, who Domino?
Oh, hello, Domino.
Stop it. So this is one of our many bars and taverns.
Even though it's dry for level 90s.
There we go. One of the guys just said, "What do you mean you drank more than I did?"
So it's dry for you. They don't let you drink? That's very strange.
Can't buy any.
Level 90.
Why can't you buy?
It's some kind of a bug that came around with the last expansion. When we were allowed to go to level 90, for some reason we can't buy alcohol. And I really don't know why.
So you can buy everything else, just not alcohol?
Right. It's weird.
I see.
And I'm hoping, you know, when the next update comes around, I think it's next week that the next update is. Next week or the week after, something like that. I'm hoping they're going to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, for those of you looking to get some more experience and read some more lore and stuff like that, I did not have the opportunity to listen to EQ Tuesday, but I'm sure they talked about it as well. There are now NPCs in every major city handing out the quests that the guides were handing out up until now.
Ooh, right now?
That's what Zam.com had reported this morning.
I'll have to do that.
You can get the Visions of Valor quest, which is the world event leading up to the release of Hollis.
I think there's a book.
I thought you were going to say that they were handing out alcohol. You need to get your priorities in order.
Handing out ale! I forget, are there dwarves in Vanguard?
There are, yes.
You can't have a medieval role-playing game without dwarves. No, Lyra, she is not drunk. I sobered her up.
Yes.
Ranger style! Yes.
I was sobered up via a lot of damage.
I did nothing of the sort. Mm-hmm. You're a guest here in our world. I would never slaughter you for thousands of points of damage.
Lies.
I'm going to go check out North Kinos and see if his questgivers are around.
Yeah, let me check out Zam.com here. They did have locations.
Oh, I thought one of them was supposed to be out.
So now my real question is, am I stuck here forever? Are you holding me hostage now?
Nope. On your hot bar, you should have a spell says Call of Nyriak, and that'll bring you back home.
Call of Nyriak.
Or Call of Darklight, something like that. And that's going to bring you back where you started from.
That must be a higher level than I have.
You have it at level 1. It's either, if it's not on your hotbar, then it should be in your spellbook.
Maybe it's in my spellbook. I have to figure out where my spellbook is.
Oh, I don't know what the default key on it is.
K.
It's K for your knowledge book.
Yes, that worked.
There you go.
You'll see, I have mine set up. I have my keyboard set up with
Call of Nyriak.
There you are. Yeah, I have my keyboard set up for the EverQuest 1, what I learned EverQuest with.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I set up my EverQuest 2 exactly the same as EverQuest 1.
Now, is this game like EQ1, where you have a limited number of spells that you could memorize at any point in time?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
You can have an unlimited number, okay.
Right. Matter of fact, if
you put on your screen, you can have everything on it.
You can have as many up as you want. If you run out of hotkeys, you can actually just open up your book and cast from there.
Right.
I'm not seeing anything in North Kinos that would make
too much sense. They are, for good players, they are at the Temple of Life in North Kinos.
Oh, I didn't go far enough up. Duh.
In Kelithin, they are near Captain Iron Toe. And for the evil players, in Nyriak, they're in Indigo Hollow. In West Freeport, they're just outside the Bloodhaze Inn. And in Tamoris Deep, they're on the docks. So there you go. Now you can go ahead and start the quest. Visions of Valor!
Valor! They're saying we're limited to 10 hot bars, but...
Yeah, but like I say, though, if you're... Yeah, I know there are only 10 hot bars, but even if you have all of your hot bars filled, you can still cast from your knowledge book.
I have to agree with people in channel. The Temple of Life does look like a UFO.
Well, yeah, it is. It is.
And there is a person here.
Rodset Knife is an alien. It's as simple as that.
There's a bunch...
I mean,
there's
Go
ahead.
I mean, you got to remember that from EQ1. The Temple of Life was a UFO.
Getting back to the quest?
No, we're not getting back to the quest.
There's a couple confused barbarians out here, and one...
Well, aren't all barbarians confused? It's just kind of how they are.
Barbarians are wearing skirts. They're confused about something.
Three troubled frog locks, two confused barbarians, and one priest of Mar.
And a frost fell elf and a pear tree. Lyra! Okay, well, you know what? I think we're going to take a little bit of a break here. Play some music. Do you want me to switch over to Vanguard and see if we can possibly get me to your guild hall? Or
if you would like. We can give it a shot.
It might be difficult,
but we can try it.
We'll give it a shot, darn it.
All right.
What the heck? I mean, either we can or we can't. We won't know until we try.
That is very true.
Okay, so I'm going to camp out of EQ. I'm going to get some music going for our listeners here. We're going to take a break for about 15 minutes. Camp, desktop, there we go. going to go ahead and switch over to some music here. We'll be back in about 15 minutes, folks. Jethro Silverwing Show, we're here with Morniel.
Morniel, yes.
Morniel, sorry. Morniel from Vanguard. Be right back. All right, we have returned. And those of you, I am not in EverQuest 2 right now. I'm off in Vanguard.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. And I am touring Morniel's Guild Hall. It's very nice, actually. One of the things I'm very interested in that she showed me right off the bat, and if the dev team is listening, and I know they usually are, getting rid of the clip plane. They were able to just scroll all the way out, get rid of the fog, and be able to see basically the entire zone.
It's not a zone. Remember, there's no zone. You can see forever.
Oh, can you do this outside the guild hall?
This is outside the guild hall. This is the outdoors that you're in here.
Oh, okay.
So, yes. So what you're seeing is the ocean where we are right now.
Mm-hmm. And you can actually see to the bottom of the ocean.
Yes, you can.
I'm swimming in the ocean. I'm drowning. Drowning! Getting out of the ocean.
Drowning is not a good idea. Here, you can
run over by a boat.
If you come over to this and press U, that will put you up on top of my boat. Yeah.
Oh, there we go. All right. We are now sailing.
Okay, I kind of... Yes, I parked it a little bit close to the shore.
Let's
see
beached.
If I can get off the shore.
We're beached.
We are beached.
Kind of a captain are you?
Very good one.
Now I'm drowning again.
Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, she lured me to Vanguard, first brought me into a bedroom, and then she tried to kill me. That's just Jethel's life, I suppose.
A dark elf, what do you expect?
Dark elves trying to get Jethel into their bedrooms and then try to kill him. That's just Jethel's life. And you have to admit, I mean, look at him. That's one ugly tune.
Oh, yeah.
That is one ugly dude.
He is, but I'm pretty.
I haven't actually taken a good look. Let me take a look here. Yep. Looking good to me.
Hey, baby. How's it going?
So now we can go back to your other game if you like. If you want to stay here a bit, I can sail you over to one of the larger cities.
Where I'm going to get ganked and robbed!
No, we don't do that. They actually eliminated all of the different factions, sort of. They're still there, but you start off non-KOS to everything.
Now that's cool.
Yeah, people complained about it because if you wanted to do diplomacy or crafting, you had to do tons and tons and tons of faction work in order to be able to do everything. So they made it so that by default, you're not KOS anywhere, you're neutral everywhere. But if you declare allegiance to a city to get things like that mount that I showed you, it reduces your faction with other areas. So for me, since I declared allegiance to Lethnarae, which is the High Elf city, actually. The Dark Elves didn't like me very much.
Of course.
You were
a traitor.
Yes, but eventually I did manage to get back into their good graces by slaughtering a whole lot of them.
Oh, there you go then. All right. Nothing gives you better faction than slaughtering your enemies.
You
really want to get into the Dark Elves' good graces? You gotta go into an enemy city and go find the kindergarten.
Well, it was killing other Dark Elves. They were just the Dark Elves that weren't in charge.
Oh, I see. So in EQ1 and EQ2, actually, there are two factions of Dark Elves. Well, they're all under Nariak, but there are the Thexians and Hun, what are the other ones officially called? Do you know?
The Dark Elves and Nariak?
Yeah, they're the Thexians. Well, those who are loyal to Inaruk and those who are loyal to Queen Kristanos. I don't know if the other one actually has a name other than just Tyrdal, but what the hell do I
know? I thought Tyrdal was just the name of the race.
Yeah, but the city's kind of divided, because during the time that Nerriac was buried underground, Kristanos rose to power and basically has claimed herself to be a goddess.
Oh, I see.
And, of course, there are those who are still loyal to Interruk.
Mm-hmm.
And they, of course, do not appreciate the fact that Kristanos is trying to claim herself as a goddess.
Probably not. Now, you may have noticed that we had a little bit of a, what they call a chunk there. They have a chunk line. So it's kind of like a mini zone.
Right,
where
right.
You can still see through it, but you do have a little tiny bit of a loading process.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're seeing up here on the left, there's a magical sphere up there on the right. But if you look on, or on the left, if you look up on the right, up on that cliff, you'll see New Targonor, which is one of the more dramatic views.
Ah.
Yep. It's a big city up there.
Looks rather nice. I see you.
So?
You know what I'm going to be doing pretty soon, because I also design a UI for EQ2.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually liking your player bar here, the player window.
Ah.
I'm liking that.
Yeah, I don't use the default one. It's a little large, yeah. In my opinion. But
well, it's all a matter of personal taste.
Yes.
Some people like minimalistic. Some people really like something that's involved. But this looks rather nice. Yeah. Don't worry, folks. Elquin is still in the channel. If you have any questions, comments, solutions, I have a solution, by the way. Yeah, I have a solution.
What's your solution?
I have a solution to the population problem.
And what's that?
Death penalty for parking violations.
And you think that would help the population? It probably would.
Oh yeah, definitely. The sky is moment, wonderful.
For a moment, I thought you were saying that it would help the population in Vanguard. I don't think that would help.
No, I'm talking about population in general.
Worldwide, I see.
Mm-hmm. The sky looks great here. The only thing that seems to be missing is the clouds seem to be stationary.
Yeah, I have the clouds, the volumetric clouds, turned off. But
okay.
Yeah, I think they are stationary now that I look at it.
Let me go into my settings and I will turn them on. Let's see.
They probably are on to start with, I would bet.
Let me see, environment, cloud. Oh, I gotta turn them on. There we go. Now they're on. Grass density, tree detail range.
Yeah, it probably starts off on balanced, and you can really crank them up pretty high if you've got a good computer.
Right. Now that atmospheric distortion, that would be the fog layer.
Oh, I don't know. Hover your mouse over and see what it says.
Probably. Yeah, the blur in the distance. So, yeah, that would be the fog layer. Full screen mode? No, I don't want full screen mode. Texture quality. Ultra high. Let's see what that does. I'm going to
crash. Did you still want Nerriac factions?
Yeah, what were they?
Well, one of them's Indigo Brotherhood.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's the same as from EQ1. They had the Indigo Brotherhood there, too.
Yep, let's see. Indigo Brotherhood is the fighters. The Spurred is the mages. Disciples of Interruk are the priests. And the Ebony Masks. The Ebony Mask is the scouts or the rogues and stuff. There's also the Dead, which is the Necromancers and Shadow Knights. So there you go.
Now this is weird. To get off your boat, I actually have to jump in the water?
Well, just because I didn't park it close enough to the land.
Typical woman.
You get to swim for it.
Yes.
Typical woman driver. Didn't get close enough to the curb, so I got to swim. God.
That's right.
Well, come on. It's not letting me get up this ramp here. Come on. Oh, there we go. All right.
So this is the docks of New Targonor here. And there's a bunch of crafting tables around here and different crafters. That's kind of the stuff that's around here. You can build your ships here. You see the ship construction stations and the like. That ship that we rode in on is a caravel, which is the second largest ship. There's three different sizes. You can do everything from a little sloop to the caravel to a big, huge galleon, which is easily three times as big as the one we came in on.
Mm-hmm. Now, Vanguard, for those of you listening in, you may want to try Vanguard. Do you recommend any particular race class combination that might be easier for a beginner?
Well, I think a lot of it depends on how much MMO experience you have. I think if you're experienced with MMOs, you'll do fine across the board. We have some classes that are a little bit more complex than your typical. Specifically, two that come to mind are the Blood Mage and the Disciple. Those are two that are a little bit more unique to this game. I haven't really seen anything quite like them in other games. Disciple is a light fighter. They wear medium armor, but mm-hmm. they are also healers. So when they hit things, they have a group heal. That's one of their things that they do. But they're very much a melee healer. And then we have a Blood Mage, which is a caster healer. And the more damage that they deal, the more that they heal their group as well. Mm. They're actually kind of amusing because they're... people describe them as the only PvP class in a PvE game because there are certain mobs in Vanguard that are resistant to particular types of damage. And they're resistant in the... not just resistant, they are potentially healed by them, or spells will do the opposite of what they should. So, like, if you cast a debuff on it, it will buff it, if it is a particular arcane, for example.
Oh, that's interesting.
And that means that Blood Mages can actually kill people with that instead of heal.
I see.
They can target them and just wipe them right out.
Those bastards.
Which is kind of interesting, yes. If you're not looking for a challenge, I probably wouldn't do those classes because they're a little bit more difficult. But, you know, we have all the other typical ones. There's Monk, Ranger, Cleric. You've got the Warrior, Paladin, you know, Dark Knight, which is kind of like a Dread Knight. Actually, this Dread Knight's kind of like a Shadow Knight, is what I meant to say. Mm. You know, all the typical things. Sorcerer. Psionicus is kind of like an enchanter. Bard. Trying to think of what I'm missing.
Rogue. Ranger, of course.
Yeah, Ranger. I mentioned Ranger, I thought. So, it's a... One of the nicest things about this game, really, is the community. If you have anybody listening, the only people who are allowed to come play are people who are fun and who are not obnoxious.
Right, so if you're a total asshole, stay away, please.
Yes, stay away, please. We don't need any of those. We've got a really great community. Everybody is very friendly and welcoming. I would say, on average, our player base is a little bit older. More typically, I'd say 25 plus. There's a fair number of people who are 30 plus. A lot of married couples with kids and so forth. A lot of people from EQ. I used to play EQ1, like this game a lot. It reminds me of EQ a lot, in fact. When I first started playing it, I just constantly was having flashbacks to, oh, this is just like EQ, with a lot of the different things throughout.
Well, you know why that is. Vanguard was developed by...
because of the vision, yes.
Well, Vanguard was developed by the original team, some of the original team that did MQuest 1.
Right.
Which is why, you know, as soon as Vanguard was announced, I mean, people that I hadn't heard from in years, you know, that I played with in EQ1 back in the beginning, were starting up, you know, on the message board, going, oh my god, we gotta get in this game, and let's reform the original guild, and stuff like that. Of course, it never happened.
Right. Yeah, and they have a lot of, it's even some of the same quests, like J-Boots, you know how they made it with the ancient Cyclops and all that? That mm-hmm. exact same quest is here.
Wow.
Exact same thing. There are a lot of things like that, where they've done similar stuff.
Okay, so... if you're going to come to Vanguard, which was the one that you recommended people not try right away? Or it might be more difficult?
Well, I wouldn't say to not try it. If you're a veteran with MMOs and you want a challenge and you are an experienced player, then Disciple or Blood Mage might be good if you're looking for a challenge. But if you're looking for something that anybody can pick up, I probably wouldn't do those. I would go with almost all the classes can solo, almost all of them. So Rogue has a little bit harder time just because they can't heal themselves and they're a little bit more squishy, but yeah, they can still do it.
Okay.
And really, it's relatively friendly that way.
And don't come here if you're an ass.
Yes, don't come here if you're an ass. No asses, please.
No asses. Of course, if you have, you know, nice ass, then by all means.
Nice asses are definitely allowed.
Definitely allowed, but from what I'm seeing on these models... I'm sorry, the character models in Vanguard are... The game could have been perfect for me. It could have ran great. It could have had the perfect quest. It could have had the perfect, everything. But I honestly couldn't get past the way these characters look. I really couldn't get past it.
Yeah, I think the male ones are worse, and some of them are better. I've seen a few good looking male characters, but I think it's more difficult than it is. With the females. Now, I don't know if... I couldn't really decide what I thought about the EQ2 ones. I have to play around with them a bit more before I give
them. And you also have your choice of updated... Remember in EverQuest 2 when Shadows of Luckland came out and you were able to choose the newer models?
Yes, I remember that.
Well, you can do that in EQ2 as well. There are more... There are the original models, and then there are what they're called the Soga models, which are more Japanese oriented.
I wonder which I have. I just have whatever it came with.
Just starting out, you probably just had the originals.
Right.
Do you remember when you looked at Jethel? Was he covered in tattoos or just had kind of plain white face?
I don't remember. He had like a blindfold thing on a mask.
Yeah, I always had that.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's go look.
Okay. I have a question about Vanguard, though.
Okay.
Yes?
They were asking, what is the general age that play Vanguard? Do you know?
Of players? I would say 25 plus would be my guess.
So more mature.
We certainly, there are a few who are younger, but it's the exception rather than the norm. You don't see naked people dancing on mailboxes and the like.
Damn, that's what we like.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking of WoW in particular, how there were some people there who were just really obnoxious and very obviously, you know,
well, they always
13-year-old boys kind of thing, and you don't really get that in Vanguard.
Well, you know, that's something I've always said about World of Warcraft compared to EverQuest. When you grow up, come to EverQuest.
Yes, and that's kind of how it is, I think, with Vanguard as well, is it's looking for a player base that wants the game to be hard, too, is part of it, because it doesn't hand things to you. It's more challenging, I think, in a lot of ways.
So what other points of interest? What do we need to know about Vanguard before we all come flocking over there and invade your guild hall?
Well, make sure you have a good computer, because that's the other thing. I don't know if I mentioned it before, but it is a little bit of a resource hog. So a good video card helps for certain with that, and extra RAM helps with that. But, you know, I think that the thing to know is to expect to have a lot to do. You know, what I remember when I first started the game is that there's just so many different things that you can do. I mean, you've got harvesting, there's diplomacy, there's crafting, you know. They give you this Isle of Dawn that you can start on, and I think it's a really good place for players to start off because of a couple reasons. One, we do have a smaller player base, and the Isle of Dawn puts a bunch of people together there for you. So you've got, you know, if everybody starts in that same area, you've got, instead of the huge world with people spread out all over the place, you've got people to group with, which is good. Mm-hmm. And it has very good quest lines that will bring you through crafting and through diplomacy and adventuring and all of those different things. And you have no tattoos, by the way.
Okay, so you're using the Soga models. So what you can do is go into your options. So hit the...
Actually, maybe you do. Is that... You have some on your face and some on your arms, it looks like.
Okay, let me switch to something here. But yeah, if you go into your options and click the button for alternative models, I'll wait till you do that.
Let's see. I'm in options.
Okay.
Alternative models. Okay. And then, I can... Oh, I see. Select all. Aha.
I have another question from players about Vanguard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They would like to know if you could type out the name of the server that you're on in channel.
I can do that.
There you go. Zeth.
Oh, wow. I look totally different now.
Yep. Some people like the Soga model. Some people don't. I thought they were... some of them look good. I usually keep the Halfling Soga models on. And that's about it, really. The Halfling Soga models, because I think they look better. But for the most part, I have the models turned off.
Mm-hmm.
To go back to the originals. And whenever you see a picture of Jethel, you know, I do 3D modeling. Daz3D.com.
I see.
One of the sponsors of the Jethel Silverwing Show. And we actually have some fans from Daz3D.com who play the game. They compliment me on my work, so I like to mention them every once in a while. But yeah, every time you see any kind of a portrait I've done of Jethel, he looks... You know, if you turn off the Soga models,
mm-hmm.
that's what he looks like.
Right. Yes, I recognized you from your signature.
Yep, so there's that, and then I'll just hit this button here, and I'll go to my white outfit. There we go. And I've got a brand new formal outfit, actually.
He's a clothes horse.
Yeah,
wrong with that.
I'm a clothes whore.
That's one of the nice things with diplomacy, too. You have to collect lots of different clothing in order to talk to people, because, you know, how you look is very important when you're trying to influence people.
Pardon me, sir. Do you have any gray poupon?
But if anybody is interested in coming and checking it out, I am on the Zeth server. That's X-E-T-H, and the name is Morniel. And I would be pleased to help people try out the game if they have questions about it. I am always available to answer those.
Okay. Does your guild have a website they can go to check out your guild?
They can certainly check out our guild, but it is a high-end raiding guild. We don't really take in peons.
So is that why in guild chat when I logged in, people were like, hey, who's level one guy?
Nobody did that. They were nice.
They throw you in first, let the mobs eat you, and then they go after
you. Exactly. We're looking for a distraction. Let's get Jethel over here. No, wait!
I think they were off killing something. I don't know what. But the guild I'm in is Veracity. But there are a number of different guilds that are very good. One on the Zeth server that is in particular, I think, is good. There's the Impact Guild, which is one that hosts... They actually have newbie nights, and they'll hang out in some low-level areas and give out items and buffs and that kind of thing. And one of the other things that Impact does is the Zeth Fair, which they do... once every 6 months, at least, sometimes more frequently, where they will host boat races and different activities. We had an RP event at this last one that I was involved in, and a number of other things. We have a good time.
Oh,
that's
cool.
One thing I miss about EQ1.
What's that?
Buff parties. Remember?
Hanging out outside the bank, you know.
Yeah.
KEI, area buff going off in 3 seconds.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you'd run over there just to get, a crack.
Yes, I remember doing that.
Mm-hmm.
doing mass ageism.
Shaman buffs and all the
crap. Matter of fact, I logged into EQ1 last week just for nostalgia's sake, and that I went into Plane of Knowledge, and that's the first thing I saw.
Oh, cool.
K-I.
And usually if one person started an area effect buff, other people would step up and go, well, I got one too, you know. And
well, it's only fair.
It's great.
Marnio, would you like to visit a tavern, a player-run tavern? There is one going on right now.
Sure.
If you'd like. Let me go outside and make sure the coast is clear. Don't want you to get squished.
No, I don't want me to get squished either.
Yeah, let me make sure there are no guards coming by here. Okay, coast is clear. Come on out. I feel like I'm smuggling a traitor across enemy lines.
Well, you are.
Basically. Check out down here. Okay, we're clear. We're going to go behind the building.
Going to bring you out back.
Hi there. And we're going to go down here. And to the bell. And you want to travel within Kinos. That's the bell that I'm right in front of here. And choose Nettleville. Now, let's see if I can get you to Saya's hammer without getting killed.
What about the guards at the dock?
I'll check that out. Hold on a minute.
I might have to bribe them.
Well, let me see where we are here. Okay, don't move. Don't come up the steps until I check this out. I'm not sure how many guards there are here.
All right. I don't see anything aggressive yet.
Okay.
They may be at the Deep Mug Tavern on their break.
Okay, you're safe to come up. There's a guy here that's listed as a Kinos guard, but he doesn't have a health bar or anything like that, so he's a stationary NPC. And just wait right here while I check out down here, make sure there's no one in between you and the tavern. Okay, come on down the steps. And let me check just inside the tavern. I can't remember if there is a guard there or not. Nope, come on in. Okay, so you want to go to this door, right-click, and choose Visit.
All right.
And you want to filter to PSI, and you'll see Saya's Hammer. All
right.
And you can go right in there, and Saya's Hammer is a RP tavern here run by Saya, who is a Kara, and that is a... Honestly, I think they just should have just kept with Vashir. Where is everyone? Why are we the only ones here? I thought Saya's Hammer was going on tonight. Usually does. Maybe I'm early.
Now, does it look like this when you get it, or do you have to decorate it like this?
Nope, she decorated.
That's beautiful.
I guess I could be wrong. I thought Saya's Hammer started at 8. But there's no one here.
Didn't she switch it to like every other week or something?
Maybe. Huh. Well, this is someone's club. This is Saya's club, and they have a thing there. Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. Santania is saying it is every other week now. So we're here on an off week.
I see. Oh, that's very cool, though.
Mm-hmm. Got a bunch of pillows for you to sit down on, and... And she has an open stage.
And they're saying Bashir's are larger than Karen's.
Well, I'm sorry. In EQ1, Kara's were smaller than Wood Elves. So I would say the Kara right now are as large as the Vashir were in EverQuest 1. Okay, Cheddarella is saying, lore-wise, the Vashir were the fiercest Karen fighters. So the Vashir were like, I don't know, rank of some kind. Or something.
Sort of like the difference between the Air Force and the Marines.
Yeah, I suppose. Okay, well, this is Saya's Hammer, but there's nobody here. Chat channel, what else is going on tonight?
Spider open still?
I think they closed at 8, actually.
Oh, there's a... Okay, that dog is going to attack me.
No, that's Alila and her pets. She has a little panda.
I see.
Little panda named Pico.
You should do the panda dance for her. Speaking
yeah,
of pandas.
Yeah, okay, they're telling me the Incy Wincy Spider is already done for the night. So what's going on that's open right now? Anything? I love talking to my chat.
Doesn't look like it. Do you want to update on the Valor quest?
Oh, are you doing that now?
Already did it.
Oh, that was quick.
Oh, yeah. You don't really need to look up on it. I mean, as soon as you figure out where to start it, it's pretty intuitive. I mean, I think I had to look up one place was I wasn't sure what the ruins of Valor Mar was. It's basically Befallen, guys.
Okay. Befallen.
Duh. I should have remembered.
Okay. I am being told that there is a RP tavern going on right now. It's a brand new one called Intrigue. I have not been there. Would you like to go, or...
We can if you like.
Okay, I'm not sure what your time is looking like. I know you're on the East Coast.
I'm at your disposal. No, I'm all right. On time.
All right. I am going to go to Freeport. I should be able to call, to summon you to Freeport just fine because you're on that faction, so...
All right. And does anybody have any questions for me as far as Vanguard or anything else goes?
Vanguard. Any questions for the Vanguard rep here? She's representing the entire game. Questions, thoughts, solutions. I've already solved the population problem, so you don't need to do that.
How did you solve the population problem? I didn't know there was a problem with the population.
Death penalty for parking violations. That's going to do one of two things. Really improve people's parking, or solve the population problem.
Ah, okay.
You know, it's times like these that I'm just reminded about something that Bill Clinton once said. Love melts.
Okay.
Sorry, we saw the Frank Caliendo comedy special over the weekend, and he's just going back and forth between characters. He's a impressionist. He's going back and forth really quick between characters. All of a sudden, out of the freaking blue, he just does Bill Clinton, love melons. It's like, what? And I was laughing so hard I was losing my breath.
Yeah.
I couldn't breathe. Okay, so they're telling me to go to South Kinos. Let me see here. So I have to go to the Stone Stair Byway and make my way over.
And someone is asking in the chat channel, if there's one selling point for playing Vanguard, what is it? What makes it the best game out there? You know, I honestly can't say that it's the best game out there. I can't say that. I think that diplomacy is one of the things that it has that no other game has, which I really do enjoy. But the main thing that it has that no other game has, I think, is just the community. That sounds like such a cheesy thing to say, but it's so true. The reason that I'm playing that game still, and I've played a lot of different MMOs, the reason I'm still playing it is because of how good the community is. And they're the main reason I'm there. You know, if the game has a lot of depth to it and a lot of things to keep me interested as well, like the diplomacy in particular, but the people are the best thing about it.
That's not real cheesy to say, really, because, I mean, a lot of people say that about EverQuest as well. You know, mm-hmm. Why do you keep playing EQ2 when, you know, they don't even advertise the game or whatever? And it's
yeah.
Like, you know, it's the community. You know, and I'm not just sucking up to the people.
It's the people you get to know, and you end up playing with. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think that's the big thing that I really enjoy about it. Although we do have at the end game, I've been pretty darn impressed by some of the raid encounters that they have added in recently. We're not getting any big expansions or anything, but they've been adding in some free content over the past months. And one of the things that we just got is called Magi Hold, and another one is Shadow Hillsbury. And those two things, the developer who has been working on those has just done a fantastic job. Some really creative mechanics. Really creative mechanics that are just... I've been impressed, and I'm pretty hard to impress with that kind of thing. And the diplomacy quest lines that they've done are really cool. Those are the things that I really enjoy about the game.
Sorry, I'm still trying to find my way to South Freeport. I don't go there often. I got my map here. Where the hell am I? North, west, south. I am not the master of Freeport yet. But soon I will take over Luke and Delaire's spot, and I will become the new overlord of Freeport! Ha 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 ha! Sorry.
Lost my mind just for a moment.
Visions of grandeur.
He has them.
Me?
Yeah.
Not me. I'm great.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to pop on to Crema and try this quest from the evil side.
Crema Teorium.
She's a necromancer.
Yes, she is.
I still think her name is cute.
Crema Teorium.
So what is your fondest memory of playing Vanguard? What just sticks out is, oh my god!
Yeah. Probably flying. I really, really enjoy flying in that game. And part of it is because there are no zones. No zone lines. So you can see forever. And, you know, putting the fog way out and my clipping plane way out and getting on my Griffin at the time when I first got my Griffin. You don't start off with a flying mount that you keep permanently. It's, you have rented mounts and that's it. Hmm. And so you have a horse. You can get a horse at level 10, in fact. And you can get faster horses as you progress on up. And you can get a horse from diplomacy as well that's even better, which is nice. But for flying, you have to get these rented ones until you get up to be, right now, about 47 to 50 is when it starts to be possible to get a Griffin. And when I first got my Griffin and started flying around, that's, I think, my best memory. Is not having to worry that, oh, this rented mount is going to disappear in 2 minutes and I need to get wherever the hell I'm going. Instead, it was, you know, being able to fly around and look at everything, and the landscape is just incredible.
So can you also sail from one continent to another without zoning at all?
Well, yes, you have the chunk lines that you go through. And if I understand it correctly, there are sea gates. So you can go from one continent to another, but you have to kind of go through this little gate thing in the ocean to do so. I've never actually tried that, I must admit. Though I know people have.
There you are. Zoned in real quick. Yeah, it's a new bar. Got a few people in here. 29 people in here. And I'm going to turn off my running here so I can walk normally. Yeah, looks rather nice. Let's check this place out here. Intrigue! 3 Freedom Road, South Freeport. Open currently. Oh, while we're going around checking stuff out, completely forgot about something. I don't know if they mentioned it on EQ Tuesday or not, but big happenings for myself and Xanadi, the co-host of EQ Tuesday, is we both obtained our mythical epic weapons this week. So congratulations.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations to me! Ha-ha!
You got it, and then Xan got it. It was like, bing, bing. I was like, whoa!
Well, she didn't want to go. You know, we're looking for more people so I can complete my quest. And I'm like, come on, you got to come help us and stuff like that. And then she's, all right, I'll come on my wizard. So she gets on her wizard and comes on over. And then just as we're about to get started, she's like, no, wait, I got to get Xanadi in here. And she switches back to her monk and she gets her update. She completely forgot she needed it. So, yeah, we both got our mythical... epic weapons now, and we're happy about it.
Well, I would be happy too.
Kicking some That's ass, taking names.
You're not going to be happy with me.
Oh God, now what?
I'm one step away from epic 2.0.
I didn't know there was an epic 2.0.
Well, the whatever you want to call it, and when you next update to the epics that we currently have.
What?
In EverQuest 2.
Yeah? What the hell are you talking about?
There's...
You mean stripping the thing? Yeah. The spell? Well, that's not Epic 2.0.
Well, you get the bow back. It's just different.
Well, so I wouldn't call it a 2.0, though.
I'm to the point where I need Dragon's Blood.
Well, fuck that's you, then.
I am done. Yay.
I just love the way I talk to my wife.
Yeah, the fake epic quest of... whatever you want to call it.
The fake epic quest of the frontier, of the Sundered Frontier. Well, what they did was, with the newest expansion, our epic weapons aren't so epic anymore. So what they did was they created a quest so we can strip the buffs off the weapon and use it as a spell. So we can go ahead, so we can go ahead and upgrade our weapon but still have the effects from the epic buff.
That's kind of similar to what we have for our epics. We have most people can get two, one for your main hand and one for your offhand, but they're an enhancement. It's not an actual weapon by itself. So one of the things that they have in Vanguard at high end is they have attachment slots on items.
Yeah, we have those too.
You have something similar to that. So some weapons have what's called a soul slot, and if you have a soul slot, you can put an epic into it. So it would have, like you're describing, a special buff and extra stats, but you can put it in, and then you can take it out and put it in some other weapon if you get a new one.
Ooh, that's nice.
That is nice. Yeah, we have a dorm.
Here, once you put it on a weapon, that's it.
Right.
They call it a dorm.
Well, you remember in EQ1... Lost Dungeons of Norrath. You can go in and you can get upgrades. Well, what we have is similar to that now. Where you can go and either make or buy additional buffs for your weapons and armor.
Basically, the buffs are increased stats that I've seen so far. I haven't seen any additional buffs per se.
The only ones for us that give activated abilities are the epics. The rest of them are just, they'll give a plus to stats or extra energy regen. Energy is our mana, that kind of thing.
Okay, like this one, vampiric.
Just link it in the chat channel.
It is.
Where?
It did.
I don't see it.
Basically, it puts extra buff on it. Vampiric feedback. Basically,
it's the blessed Indian great spear.
Hurts them, heals you. You know.
Right.
But they had that before. I think I had a vampiric pith on my bow.
Yeah, I have something on. Well, actually, I probably don't anymore. I used to have something on my swords, but I've upgraded my weapons since then. Yeah.
But here, once they're attached, that's it. You want to switch it, you put a different one on, you'll lose the other one completely.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're actually past our time here. Is there anything else that we need to know about Vanguard? Anything in the last minute here?
No, I think that Reva covered most everything. Nothing comes to mind.
All right, so go visit Vanguard. You know, they have what, the 14-day trial like every other...
They do. They have a 14-day free trial.
Yeah, just like every other EQ game. I mean, Sony game. Go give it a shot. What the hell? Go seek out Morneo. Yeah, I did say that right, I think.
Yes, you did.
Morneo. Go seek out Morneo. She'll show you around. She'll show you the ropes, the whips, the chains. She's a dark elf, you know.
And, no, I don't show you those until later.
And check it out, see what's going on, and be a fox.
Without a tail. Yes.
Without a tail. Be a fox or a dog without a tail. You also be a cat.
Karen, you can be a cat.
And again, without a tail. And check it on out, see how you like it. I mean, you're not going to know how you like something just by talking, you know, just by listening to me. Crying out loud, you won't know the weather if I gave a weather report. What's the weather out there like, Jethel? Well, we seem to have a bird flying by. It's not wet, so it may not be raining. That kind of thing, you know. But give it a shot. Try the trial period. And what the heck, you may have a good time. Maybe something for you, you know, in case you get bored. Get bored in Norrath? Everyone gets bored every once in a while. Give it a shot. What the hell? Have any shout-outs? Anything you want to say?
I don't think any of the people I know listen to this, so... am I going
thanks.
To fanfare? Somebody is...
They're
EQ2 players. I don't know if I will be going to fanfare or not. I haven't made definite plans at this point.
We are definitely going to fanfare. Me and Elkin will be there. We will be there, and we will be square.
Alright.
Elkin, anyone you want to shout out to?
Everyone in the Legion of Kithagor and everybody that I've grouped with today.
You know what? I do have one person who may be listening.
Okay.
If Durkai is listening out there, I'd say hello to her.
Alright. Of course, myself, anyone in the Legion of Kithagor, the Moon Shadows, everyone on my friends list, you know who you are.
And you know what next week is?
Next week is the 3-year anniversary of the Jethel Silverwing Show. 3 years. You've been listening to this crap for 3 years. We've been wasting your time for 2 hours a night for 3 years now. And our special guests, unless something changes, of course, we understand if something changes, but our special guests will be Denmother from EQTraders.com. Denmother. And also, the EverQuest 2 community manager, Kiara, will be coming by.
Yay!
I got confirmation on her this afternoon. And who knows? Who knows? We may get a special shock surprise. And Smedley might join us. No, he's not. He ain't going to join us. They gave Smedley on a tight leash. I can't see Smedley coming on this show. I really can't. Or at least I could, and then he'll, you know, ban me permanently.
Not without a 15 or 20... Well, probably a 15-minute delay so we can run it through the sensors and find out if anything shouldn't be broadcast.
So, Smedley, what's going on in EverQuest? Well, we're going to be nerfing all the Rangers. And, oh, you bastard! Oh, I miss Brenlow. We can no longer pick on Brenlow for hating Rangers.
I know.
Oh, well. All right, folks, that's it for this show. Jethel Silverwing Show for the 18th of May, 2010. Thanks for tuning in. Next week, the 3-year anniversary. We're going to go nuts. We're going to have a good time. I might sing live. Who knows? I might. I've been known to do it. Don't tempt me. All right, folks. Good night. Download the podcast. Blah, 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 blah. See you next week.
it for this week's episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblebuns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is D Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by Three Badgers, Two Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk Quinchena, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.